Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we did leave off yesterday, and we've been looking at choosing to profit in all things, or God said in Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go, which is a powerful scripture. To profit out of the Strong's Concordance means to bestow upon as a gift, favor, honor, or to gain profit or benefit. Talking about every area of our life, not just financial, in our relationships, in every area of our life, in our health, in our families, in our children, in our peace, in our joy. God wants us to profit in all things. And He says, I'll train you, I'll teach you to profit, and I'll lead you in the way you should go. That is really a big, big scripture, and it's a powerful one. And we know that the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. That's powerful. I'm so excited about that. And then the other thing is in Luke 10, talking about Mary and Martha. Martha's running around preparing food and really just working and working and working and getting involved in all of life and the things that need to be done necessary. But she started to complain to Jesus about her sister Mary, who was sitting there at Jesus' feet listening to the word. And Jesus answered and said to Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. I want you to get this in your spirit. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. In other words, to sit at the feet of Jesus and let Him just give you information and draw from Him, draw from Jesus' anointing, draw from the love of Christ, draw from the mercy of God, draw from the grace of God. Just sit at the feet of Jesus and let Him minister to you and love on Him and spend time with Him and show Him how much you care. And I'm telling you, when you do that, He starts to train you on how you should profit in all areas of life. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All the things that you need, the finances, raising the kids, peace and joy, jobs, etc., will all be added to you. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31 tells us. And so you don't have to seek after things. Seek after God, and things will overtake you. Let's pick it up and see what God shows us. Blessings to you all.
We have to draw from God. We have to draw from God. We have to get in His presence. We have to humble ourselves. We have to get down and say, oh my God, thank you for even wanting to spend time with me. I love you so much. Teach me how to love you more. Show me what you want me to do. Give me strength to cope in this day without ignoring you. Just give it all to God and draw. As you're drawing from God, as you're drawing His love,
and mental healing. Oh my God, I remember it. I thank you for it. And then I partake. And then you take the wine. Father, I thank you that you poured your blood out. Without the shedding of blood is there no remission of sins. But you poured your blood out that I might live. That you made me accepted. I'm accepted through the Beloved, Ephesians 1:6. I'm accepted by God the Father through the blood of the Beloved. He's made me righteous. And I thank you so much. Forgive me any sin, pride, vanity, puffed up seeking, all know it all, big deal attitude. Help me see it. Help me change it. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you partake. He loves it. Can you believe God loves it? I can't hear you.
Yes.
The Jews? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. But
are you sipping wine at 5 a.m.?
Sipping wine at 5 a.m. It's grape juice. Where are the ashes? Could you please remove this lady? Chug out. Isn't she beautiful? Come up here. I'm telling you, God has blessed me beyond words. I love this woman. She's my rock. I'm telling you something. Jesus is, but in the midst of what I was going through, she had to correct me. She said, what do you do? Do you remember that?
It's the first time ever.
It's the first time, probably the last time as well. But she had to help me. You want some water?
I would love for my wife to now lead us in the altar call.
And you need to make Jesus your Lord. You need to do like Mary. You need to say, Lord, I want to sit at your feet. I want to know that I know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What good is it if I feed somebody bread? Jesus said you can't live on bread alone. I feed somebody and then they go off to hell. Not saved. So my heart is today that everybody would be saved, because that's what Jesus came to do. He so loved the world that he gave. Isn't that the sign of love? His only begotten son. If you're here today and you need to make right with God, you want to come back home, maybe you've backslidden, maybe you're away from God. Maybe 2020, you were doing the cha-cha backwards, and you know, but I'm here to tell you that God's calling you forward. It's the process. And he's growing you up. He's training you up. He's teaching you how to keep your eyes on him, that he is the source. Everything else is just a resource. God loves you. He's for you. He wants to bless you more than you know. The Bible talks about Hagar. Remember Hagar? She was sent out. She thought she was being rejected. She didn't know her world was upside down. But the God identifies himself to Hagar as El, I want to say it right, Roy. I might be saying it wrong, but I looked it up. And what it means is the God who sees me. The God who sees me. That's what he called to Hagar. You're not rejected. You're not alone. You may feel like things have shifted and things aren't the way that you thought they were going to end up, but God has his hand on you. He's the God who sees you and he loves you. So if that's you today, just I want to lead you in a special prayer. I'm believing God for this internet to go to thousands and thousands of people, not 3 people, not 10 people, thousands and thousands. Would you believe with me today? Multiply, multiply. That's why we ask you to like and share so that we can get the gospel out. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, if you want to pray this with me, Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was born of a virgin and that he died on the cross for my sin. But, Lord, on the third day, you raised him up from the dead. You resurrected him. And I believe, Lord, that he is God, and God, there is no other. Jesus, come make your heart in my, come make your life, your abode in my heart. Live in me. Let me be your temple. I welcome you into my life. I crown you as the Lord of my life. I have decided I will follow you and no other. No turning back, no turning back. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that simple prayer, you're saved. That's all it takes. And now mean it with your heart. Mean it with your heart and tell someone that you decided to give your life to Jesus.
Hi, This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith. Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't forget, you can catch us on Thursday mornings on our webpage, traditionworshipcenter.com, or on Facebook or on YouTube, where we do healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And you can join us on there. You can even ask questions as we go ahead with training people on how to be healed. We'd love you to join us. Get people who need healing or want to learn about it joining us Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. God bless you.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats.